Ladies and gentlemen, let us head halfway around the world. We'll go to Jaisalmer, India, and we'll bring in the father of the birthday boy, Arjun Singh. Good morning, Arjun.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. How is the father of the birthday boy? How old is he now?
Gilda is 14 now, but I'm very tired today. I'm traveling for 600 kilometers continuously.
Where did you go? Did you have to go to another water park?
Actually, not this time. Every time is not good, I think, because when you ask, I always tell good about Jaisalmer. Now, something bad about Jaisalmer is that Gilda's maternal grandfather, I mean, my father-in-law, Anita's father, a couple of days before he was sick, and then we went to the hospital, and the doctor checked, and he said, go to Jodhpur. So we on Sunday, we came to Jodhpur here, and then the doctor found that a lot of problems in kidneys and all those things. So they diagnosed that dialysis is must. So now they just did that, and then we went back to Jaisalmer. Now, finally, they decided that we will have to come to Jodhpur twice in a week on Wednesday and on Saturday for dialysis for 3 hours because there are no machines for dialysis in Jaisalmer. So I just came in the morning today with my father-in-law, and we went to the Jodhpur. Now we are coming back, so we are on the way there. And fortunately, the good thing is that Gilda's maternal grandfather, he has his own car. So I started driving the car early in the morning at 6. We started from Jaisalmer, and we reached at 11 about because of father. My father-in-law is not in good condition. So we reached to Jodhpur at about 11, and then for 4 hours about it took for dialysis, and then we now returning back to Jaisalmer. And we will be back on Saturday again. So I don't know what will happen to him. I'm not very sure about it, because when I met the doctor, he told me that till the end of the life, the dialysis is must. And twice in a week from Jaisalmer to Jodhpur, 600 kilometers, it's a tough job.
Yeah, is it 600 round trip or both ways? In other words, are we talking...
Round trip, 300 kilometers to one side.
So basically you're talking about 1,200 kilometers.
Yeah, 1,200 kilometers in a week. Only for 3 hours in the hospital. Nobody asks us nothing. Just go give them sleep, and they say, go there, sleep on that bed, and then they just inject, and the machine starts, and 3 hours, continuously takes 3 hours, and then wait for 3 hours, and when the machine says, okay, alarm is on, and say, yes, it's done, and they say, go back wherever you want to go. So definitely we come to Jaisalmer. Many patients to whom I asked, they were from Jodhpur, so they go back to their houses, but we can't stay there, and so we just now going back to Jaisalmer and on next Saturday. The problem with me is that, for me, the schools are on, and so it's going to be a tough job this time for me. I know it's going to be very tough, because yesterday, I got an application, and I'm going to submit it in district collector office that they should start dialysis facility in Jaisalmer, a big town, very popular all over the world for tourists and five-star hotels and all those things, but not a dialysis machine in Jaisalmer, in health center there. So I'm going to just make a complaint and think what happens if I could do something for him or for some other needy people, because I came to know most of the people, if they have that problems, they go for 2 or 3 times and then they don't return, because it's very tough to just travel for so far.
It's 700
common, definitely.
I'm just putting it into terms that other people, because we don't do kilometers necessarily that well. It's basically 745 miles round trip. And that's
it'd be like, especially for the patient who's suffering from that problem, because you know, the it's very very tired, very weak, and it's like he can't sit properly. So in the car, he sleeps on the back seat, and then I drive, and I meet the doctor. He doesn't speak anything. I think he knows very well, because he is well educated. He's a retired lecturer of Hindi literature, so he knows that yes, time has come. And so he's very sad about that. But I just tried my best. I say we are living in a 21st century, and machines are there, doctors are there, so they can change everything. So I do my best. I try to explain things positively to him. So he's quite okay. But really, for other people, for poor people, it's tough, because they can't afford to come here. And I know what happens with them. They definitely die and they don't come. So So, but I'm not going to, I don't want to happen that things with Jesus, maternal grandpa. So I'll do my best. Let's see what happens. Or if it's very tough for us, then I am thinking that maybe he can stay for some months in Jodhpur somewhere. We will just hire a room or we will rent a room there and he will be stay there. So
yeah, and
who knows what happens next.
That might, three things. The district is a good idea. Jodhpur is obviously the closest. There's no other option, right?
Yeah, this is the closest where we can go for dialysis.
And, yeah, renting a room or renting a place is probably, in the end, going to be more helpful, less stressful on his body than taking him back. And, you know, if it's going to be done, then it probably, you probably want to commit to it in a way that it can be managed so that you're not... you know, the back and forth, as you point out, is as exhausting as the treatment.
Does he feel better right after he gets the treatment, Arjun?
Yes, definitely. When the dialysis is over, he's very hungry, and actually he's a diabetic patient. So after every 20 minutes, I give a sweet chocolate in her just in his mouth, and because there's a problem of low diabetic there, sugar goes down. So when it's over, he feels very happy, and he says, "I'm hungry. I want to eat something." So the test comes to his tongue, and he says it's good for him. And we three dialysis, two on Sunday, and this one on Wednesday. So three dialysis. So the doctor says after six or seven dialysis, maybe some differences will come, and he will be much better. So I'm waiting for that. But now he's okay. He talks to me, but he knows that it's a tough job to come and or to stay at Jodhpur. So when I told him about the application that I'm going to just submit to the district collector maybe tomorrow, then he's a bit happy in this way. He says, okay, please try for that. So not only for me, but for other needy people. Because I had no idea before that. I never thought about this in this way. I was not familiar with what dialysis is. But in last 3 or 4 days, I came to know that this is such thing. And there are so many centers in all over India where the dialysis machines are there. Every headquarter, every town, every district, every city, there are dialysis facilities, but not only in Jaisalmer. So it's really, it's not good for the people of Jaisalmer. So I'm doing my best to if something comes good out of it.
And is it possible in any way for you to put in for a compassionate leave or medical leave for your from school or no?
No, not on this ground. I can't take it. They will not just give it to me. But I have some leaves, like 15 days off in a session. So I still have 6 or 7. So I can use that. Or after that, maybe I will be out of the salary for a day. So it's okay, because in that way I would be able to help him. Because Anita's brother, he's very younger. He's like 24, 25, and he's not very sure about that he would be able to help his father. So he's not confident in this way. So in the beginning, I will do my best, and because her father is like same like my father, because she does a lot for my father, Anita. So definitely now it's my duty to do something for her father. So I'll do my best, and maybe it's good if I take off without salary for a day, and then I will be back to the school. So it's not a problem, because I will just put an application with the all these medical problems of Anita's father. So maybe I will meet the education officer. So what happens? And then we have summer vacations, all those things, or something good comes out of it, or we will be able to arrange a room in the Jodhpur. So now the options are open for us. So let's see what happens. I will let you know what's going on in my life.
All right, well, I'll give our best to him, of course, and
use the radio.
Yeah, absolutely. See if you can use the power of your radio to get something done there.
Told people in the U.S., they just simply, they go, my goodness, you know, because they know that even though life is somewhat different, that's far too, the distance is overwhelming, and at the very kindest thing you could say is unhealthy.
All right, Arjun, we will speak to you next week.
Thank you, and thanks for your kind message. Girdhar is so happy, and his friends and his classmates are so happy that Girdhar has a such a great friend in the U.S. He's so happy. Thank you very much for that kind message.
Okay.
All right.
For the kind video.
All right.
Kind video. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Arjun Singh, Around the World here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.